AAE Mobile listing.
KB4CBA Mobile.
K4AAE Mobile. I missed that last call sign, but listening.
K4AAE, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name here is David. David, and I'm mobile on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Hey, David, this is Richard. I'm up in Asheville, and I was just checking out my mobile rig. I'd been able to get into your repeater from a base station, but I'm now pleased that I can get there from my mobile. Over.
Well, you're sounding really good and real solid into the repeater, and I'm actually in a little scratchy place here on Wade Hampton, but anyway, I think we've talked before, and sounding good there, and yeah, this repeater has good coverage.
I think, well, you've got a good repeater, but you also got guys out using it. I mentioned this the other day in a conversation with one of the Greenville guys that we've got repeaters up here, but basically no one uses them other than a couple of little nets, you know, 10 or 15 minutes per week, and that's it. So we just have no activity. Over.
Well, we have the same thing going on here. There's several 2-meter repeaters that are rarely used. I won't say that they're never used, but I don't ever hear anybody on them. And and they're good repeaters. But anyway, do y'all have any 6-meter repeater, FM repeaters up there?
6-meter, I'll have to check on that, because honestly, I never been on 6 meters myself, so I can't answer that question at the moment. Over.
Well, I can go online and look it up. There used to be a 6-meter net here on, I think it's 5341, if I'm not mistaken. And I have 6 meters on my 7300, and I also have a 6-meter HT that can hit that repeater. So I think it's on, I might be wrong, but I think it's on Glassy Mountain.
Thanks for the information. I appreciate that. And I'm parked here, so I've got to head in and do a little work. But appreciate you talking with you today. And I'll try to get your call sign down. I'm going to have to write it down. Just remembering him doesn't work too well, but I'll get yours written down because I think we have talked before. So this K4AAE out, 73.
Hey, well, enjoy the queso and jump in there anytime. 73s, and enjoy the rest of the day. Oh my goodness, I forgot your prefix. I believe it's K4AAE. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4CBA Mobile, and I'm clear.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA.
And there's the man with the plan. So what? What's the good word today?
What is that big bright light up in the sky?
I don't know, but if this wind would quit blowing, it'd feel, that big bright light would feel really a lot better.
Whew. Hey, did you get a chance to look at those pictures?
have not. I don't know. How did you send them? Did you email them?
No, I just texted them to your phone number.
All right, well, I'll have to look. I'll be honest with you. I have not. I don't think I've received anything from you, but I'm probably lying. Wouldn't be the first time I was lying. I haven't even looked at my phone today since I got up, really. I jumped out of bed, and I was a little late, so I had to rush off to the tennis court, and so I just got back from that, stopped at a couple of places, and on the way back, and I'm trying to remember, there's one more stop I need to make, and it won't come to me.
I'm always doing that kind of stuff. Missing my exits because I'm talking too much. Oh, me. Youth is wasted on the young.
Well, you know, I was talking to, I think it was Phil, and I was going over to his house in Bowling Springs and doing some work on that old car he's got over there in the barn or building. It's not a barn. I guess it's just some kind of, it's a gigantic building is what it is. And I was 10 miles north of his exit. I was talking on the radio. Now it's laughable. At the time, I wasn't laughing, but anyway, we won't go into that.
Well, did you get that old car running?
Yeah, it wasn't getting any fire. It had points, and so I messed around with it a while, and come to find out, there was a wire that was grounded inside the distributor cap that should not have been grounded, and so it was sending the spark from the, I guess the condenser to ground, set it to the plugs through the points. And once I corrected that, that thing fired right up, and only thing I didn't do that day was look at his gas tank. I'm kind of afraid to. But anyway, I don't know if I found rust or whatever, because that thing's been sitting there 20 years. But it did run.
I would imagine that the tank is pretty much gone dry and left that old brown crud in there, hadn't it?
Well, yeah, either that or they left ethanol, 10% ethanol fuel in it, and it's all turned to jelly. And either one of them, one's as bad as the other. I mean, you know, you don't want all that rusty stuff going through the lines, and you're not going to be able to suck that jelly through unless you got about a 2 or 3 inch fuel line. You're not going to get any of that, and a heck of a fuel pump, you're not going to get any of that jelly to go through there, and it's definitely going to come to a screeching halt when it gets in the carburetor jet. So his best bet might just drop that tank out and put another one in. You can buy a tank for those at J.C. Whitney.
Really? You can get a new fuel tank for that?
I believe so. I bought one for an old Bronco for a guy and put it in, and I mean, it was just like factory. Usually, you figure, you know, you'll have to bend it here or do a little modification here, but I mean that thing bolted right up, and he had one of the plastic lines had broken, so I had to fix that, but I repaired that, and I tell you, it just fit like a OEM part, and his other one was a leak and it had rusted all the way through, it was, you know, just dripping gas. There wasn't much you could do for that.
Wow. Okay. Well, how long ago was that you got that car running for him?
It's probably coming up on a year now, because it was warm. I told him I wasn't going to work on it in the winter. I said, I'm not going to stand out there and freeze, even if it is in a building, and work on a car, you know. So, anyway. But, man, I did a little work on a couple of mowers and got them running and that kind of thing. So, you know, just whatever he needed. Did he see that email from that guy? He's got a 52-foot crank-up tower. Man, I would jump on that, baby.
I haven't seen the 52-foot crank-up. Where was it?
I'm not even sure if the guy said, but I've got the email on my phone, and I'm pretty sure Phil saw it because I think somebody else forwarded it to him, but he sent it out to the, if you're on the email list of the club, the Greer Club, you should have gotten it, because that's how I got it. And, man, a 52-foot crank-up, I mean, golly dang, unless he's just asking an astronomical price for it, I mean, that would be that'd be the bomb.
Well, the only problem is I think that tower is in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, that would be the bomb, too. Oh, me. Well, Lordy. That'd be my luck.
Well, could you use a crank up in your neighborhood?
I just lay it down in the backyard and just sit there and drool, I guess. I don't know. It would give me more incentive to move. My wife's been talking about moving, but it's funny, because it's so funny, because we'll be sitting there on the couch, and one night she'll want to move, the next night she doesn't, you know, it's kind of like, okay, well, what's it going to be tonight, so, I don't know what we'll do, but we'll probably just stay right there.
Well, don't your kids live real close by?
One of them lives in the house. They moved in Tuesday, and she's 8 months pregnant. And they closed on their house yesterday. So, but they've been looking for months. They just can't find anything. They found a house, and they didn't put a binder on it, and they sold it before before they got back to the realtor about it, and that really took the wind out of their sails, but, you know, lesson learned. So, you know, if you definitely want to buy the house, you better put a binder on it. So anyway, but they'll find something. And then our oldest daughter lives in Powdersville.
Uh-huh. Well, but you want to be close to the kids, but I tell you what, like me, there ain't nothing like living out in the country, bud.
Well, see, my wife's always wanted an old farmhouse, so, you know, we could buy it, you know, with a few acres, two or three acres, then, you know, any fixing up, I could probably do most of it. And, yeah, I got a buddy of mine that does some plumbing. I can't do, sweat and copper, you know, putting that solder in on it. I can't do that. I say I can't. I've never tried, and I don't think I want to try because I probably wind up making a mess. Turn the water on and water go flying everywhere. But anyway. But I got a guy coming out to run 110 to my building, my Leonard building out back, and I'm looking forward to that.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, sounds like fun. Are you going to put your shack out there and leave it in the house?
No, I think I'll leave the shack in the house because it would just get too hot in the summer and mosquitoes would get in there and too cold in the winter. So I think I'll leave it right where it is. I think it's just right. But it'd be a good, I've got a nice workbench with a grinder on one end and a vise on the other and some other things that I could put down there, and it would be a good, you know, workshop, and if I needed to go down there and work on a radio or something, I could just take it down there and you know, open it up on that table, on that workbench, and have everything I need.
Well, that's what I wanted whenever I built my other building down there, and I tell you what, my first big project this spring is to get down there and get that thing cleaned out, cleaned up, and get it where it ought to be.
Well, I tell you, it's it really makes a difference. I remember when we sold the house on Hunts Bridge Road, I had a detached garage, and it was just a one-car garage, and gave you a little room on each side, and I had enough room for my compressor and a couple of toolboxes, and then I had my workbench on the other side, and I had my shack. I put all my radios in the back corner, and that worked out perfect because the tower was right there, so I didn't have to run hardly any coax from the tower to the radio. I mean, the biggest run of the coax was for the tower because it was right up against the garage, so it was a perfect setup. But those were the days, my friend, as the song goes.
Got a call coming in. Hang on.
KB4CBA.
KB4CBA. This is K4AAE.
K4AAE. KB4CBA. Let's see. Tell me your name again.
Hi, the name's Richard. Richard.
Oh, yes. All right, Richard, you told me that last time, but my little brain just couldn't remember. And so I'm still cruising down Wade Hampton here. And so what are you up to up there in North Carolina?
Heard you talking about plumbing and referring to copper and sweating and all that kind of stuff. Basically, not many people do that anymore. You can get work with tacks and with crimping tools and whatever it's about 10 times easier in copper, and I think, you know, anybody can do that. So give that some thought. If you need to do some plumbing, just think about PEX. Over.
Okay, so can you spell that? I'm not sure exactly what you're saying.
It's called PEX. That's what plumbers refer to it as. And it comes in like 8-foot length, and you just simply cut it with a cutting tool. Then you've got little rings that go around it, and you use a crimping tool for that. And it makes plumbing so much easier. And basically, I think most professional plumbers, that's what they're doing now, running water lines, is running PEX instead of hardly anybody's running copper anymore. Over.
Okay, so if you have to crimp it, it's is it some type of metallic substance? I mean, because it can't be plastic.
Well, actually, you have fittings that, let's say you've got to go into a faucet. You just buy a PEX fitting that goes into that faucet, and it is sort of, I'm not sure what to make the material is, but you just think of it as plastic. They've got blue is for cold water, red is for hot water, and it's just simplest to me to cut, then you use for your joints, you use like a joining metal piece, then you crimp a band around each section of PEX with a crimping tool, and it's fast and simple plumbing. Works great. Over.
Okay, so this is something I can just pick up at Home Depot?
Absolutely. Home Depot, Lowe's, not a problem. You just go in to the plumbing section, just ask someone, or you're going to see it yourself. It's just, they just refer to it as PEX, P-E-X. And I don't know, a crimping tool may cost $40-$45, but that, fittings and rings, and you can do whatever you want running water lines. Over.
Well, you know, that's another thing I like about amateur radio. You always learn something. There's always somebody on there smarter than me, and that's not saying a whole lot. But anyway. All right, well, guess where I am? I just pulled in the parking lot of Home Depot. I need to run in and get some, I had one of the shades break at the house, and it's a nice pair, nice set of shades, but they're just old, and I'm going to replace them, and so I'll just check this stuff out, and, you know, see what it looks like, and because I know I have a leak, I need to do a little diagnostic work to figure out exactly where it's leaking, but I'm sure it's going to involve you know, replacing or fixing a soldering joint or something. So anyway. All right, so I'm going to say 73, Richard, and I think if Steve, if you're still in there, I'm going to jump out for a minute. K4AAE, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and I'll clear out here after your final.
K4, CBA, KN4, VWA, hey, that was your bestest buddy, W4NGU.
What did he want?
Oh, he's about to get all tweeter pated. He found a couple of sections of Ron 25. So anyhow, he's going over there to look at that today. Wanted me to go with him, but I've got to go over to a train show at Easley.
Okay. Well, I've been talking to Richard. He's in Nashville, K4AAE, and so, and I got to run in Home Depot. You need anything?
Yeah, a 100-pound sack of 100s.
$100 bills?
Yeah.
Well, I left my gun at home, so I don't think they're going to give it to me on my good looks.
Well, now that we'll both agree on. You go have a good time, bud, and I'll catch you later. There was something else I was going to tell you, but when you get a chance, check your phone on those pictures. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, KN4VWA, KB4CBA. And, Richard, if you're still in there, I'll talk to you later, bud. KB4CBA, clear.